We're going to ask you to come with us and get started as we start our service this morning. Amen. Let's start off. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind. Help me out. Stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, I woke up this morning with my mind. Let's have some church.
This time, as the musicians play softly, I'm going to ask Deacon Reverend Kimball if he would come and give us our invocation. Amen. And while he's coming, we would just ask everyone to just take a moment and think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's worship the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank him. Thank you. Somebody know that he's been good to you. Thank you, Lord, all week long. Thank you, Lord. I just want you to thank you, Lord. Anybody know that he made a way? You made a way so many times, over and over again. You made a way, nobody but you, Lord. You made a just one more time, just one more. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you ought to say that this morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh, if you got help and strength.
Just for a second. Our most gracious Father, that sent high and looked low, the same Father sent his only begotten Son over 2,000 years ago and died for our sins. The same Father that brought us out of 2002 and allowed us to see 2003. And now, Father, I stand here on the name of Jesus, thanking you for all you have done, realizing you didn't have to bring me out of 2002, but Father, you allow us to see another day in 2003. If we can come by here right now, Father, and say, thank you. We realize we can't count all the blessing that you have done and stores on the Father. Father, somebody not here to praise your name one more time. Father, somebody's in the hospital right now, Father. Somebody's behind the jail bar right now, Father. But Father, we know that you got all power in your hand. Father, some child didn't come home last night. Some mother walked the floor all night long, Father. Some father were up and down them dangerous highway and byway looking for their child, Father. But Father, we know that you got them in your hand right now, Father. Father, we ask you to bless New Hope right now, Father. We ask you to bless the one that you put in the vineyard right now, Father. Bless him in a mighty way only you can bless him, Father. We ask you to bless your companion right now, Father. Bless your children right now, Father. Then, Father, bless the one here right now in my week, Lord, Father. Bless every preacher here right now, Father. Bless every deacon here right now, Father. Bless every mother here right now, Father. Bless everyone in the choir right now, Father. Bless the one on the instruments right now, Father. Father, bless the one under my week, Father, that want to be here and can't be here, Father. Bless the one out there. Father, we need you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, somebody needs you for one thing, somebody needs you for another thing, Father. Father, we know that we can't do anything without you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being an inspiration in our heart right now, Father. Father, we just want to thank you for all you have done. Father, we know you're going to truly bless us in 2023 right now, Father. We want to say thank you, Father, for this day, a day we hadn't seen, a day we'll never see again. And then, Father, we want to thank you for that. We just want to step up in the blessed one that can't praise you right now, Father. We want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for all you have done. Thank you for letting us come out to the house of worship one more time. And then, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come praising your name, lifting your name right now. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you for all you have done and what you're about to do. In Jesus we pray. We say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For our responsive reading, amen, which can be found in the 34th division of Psalm. The 34th division of Psalm. Amen. The 34th division of Psalm, amen, beginning at verse 1, and we will all end up together at verse 8. The 34th division of Psalm, we will begin reading at verse 1, and we will all end up at verse 8 together. Amen. And we will read it in unison. I will read the first verse. You will follow thereafter. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. I think we need to do that again. Amen. I will read the 34th division of Psalm. Amen. I will read verse 1. You will follow thereafter, and we will all read the last verse together. Amen. This is the holy house of the Lord, and we all ought to be on the same accord. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed.
This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. They saved him out of all his trouble.
The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that feared him and delivered them altogether. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen. Please remain standing with us. Reverend Donovan is coming with our morning scripture. Amen.
Morning, saints of God. Take it from Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, reading from verse 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 12. It says here, wherefore, seeing we are also encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endure the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3, for consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Praise be to God, the word of God, to the church of God.
what the end will be. Amen. The old folk would say there's something at the end that's waiting for me. Amen. Give them another hand. Amen. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. We give honor to our pastor in his absence. Amen. To First Lady, Sister Steed. Amen. To my wife, Sister Kitchens. Amen. To all of these ministers. Amen. To the deacons, mothers, members, and friends. Amen. It's good to see you today. Amen. You ought to give God some praise. Amen. Happy New Year. Amen. To those of you that we have not seen since last year, amen, we pray that God continues to bless you in a mighty, mighty way. Amen. He's been good to all of us. Amen. Brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. You know, down home they used to say, Sister McGee, he brought us from the rocking of our cradle up until this present time. So we're grateful to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Bear all of our announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. Our pastor is absent today. Amen. He went to North Carolina to celebrate his mother's 93rd anniversary, her 93rd birthday. Amen. Birthday. Amen. And we give God the praise and God the glory for 93 years. What a blessing. What a blessing it is. Amen. To be here on this earth that long. So, Mother, if you're listening in, or if you're not, if you get a chance to see this, we, the New Hope family, wish you a happy birthday. Amen. And we also wish our pastor safe travels back home. Amen. And the first family, amen, as they are traveling. Bear all of our announcements in mind and let us govern ourselves accordingly. Put it on your calendar on next Sunday. On next Sunday. Next Sunday, the third Sunday. Amen. Be here. We're going to celebrate. Amen. This will be our first one since the pandemic. New members program at the 10:45 hour. Be here on next Sunday as we celebrate all those new members who have joined, amen, since the pandemic. And on next Sunday, I believe Pastor had quoted that he will be giving the right hand of fellowship, amen, to all those who are involved in that part of the service. So be here, all of our new members, amen, that's joined since 2019, I believe it was. Amen. So come, let us celebrate and enjoy the presence of the Lord. Also, we want to remind you that on next Sunday as well, we're looking for all of our young people to meet us downstairs in the fellowship hall. Amen. This is our first coming together again. So we're not sure if they're going to tell us what to do or we need to tell them what to do. Amen. But by all means, next Sunday as well, we're looking for all of the young people that are five and up. We're not ready yet for the babies. Amen. We're working toward that. We're working toward that. We need volunteers, if necessary, to help with our babies. So if you're 5 years old and older, up to 17, please be here in our youth church session tomorrow. I mean, next Sunday. Amen. We only have a short period of time. Amen. So we want everybody here on time so that the service can run in the way that God will have it to run. So put that on your calendar. All young people, next Sunday, at the 10:45 hour. Keep all of our announcements in mind again and govern yourselves accordingly. Do we have any visitors? If so, would you please stand? Any visitors? All right. Looks like everybody's at home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, Bible studies is on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, I think it's at 10:30. Tuesday mornings at 10:30. Amen. Bible study. And then Wednesday at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Amen. And we're discussing the word grace, G-R-A-C-E. So please call in. It's on the website. Amen. And it will lead you to where you need to go. Join in with us in our Wednesday night and Tuesday morning Bible study. Amen. 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 Also, are there any birthdays in this month? If you would, please stand. Any birthdays? All right, Brother Pageant. Amen. Sister Smith. Amen. Sister Mabry. Amen. Who is that behind? That's Sister Monique. Sister Monique. All right. Let's sing happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to you. Wish you guys many, many, many more prosperous birthdays. Amen. 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 Is anybody getting married in the month of January? Amen. You may let them in. Amen. Amen. As our parishioners enter in, amen. Brother Mabry, how many years? 34 years. Praise the Lord, Sister Mabry. 34. Praise the Lord, Sister Dickinson. 29. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you. We wish you many, many, many more anniversaries. Amen. Amen. Please keep all of those on our concern list in your prayers. Amen. On yesterday, earlier in the week, two of our members lost loved ones that, and there may be more, but Sister Williams, Sister Gloria Williams, keep her lifted up in prayer. Sister Barbara Jackson. Amen. The Hightower family, keep them lifted up in prayer. Sister Williams lost her son this week in California. Amen. And he was only 54 years old. Amen. So keep that family lifted up. Sister Barbara Jackson, whose husband had been at home in hospice. Amen. He went on home to be with the Lord, Deacon Robert Jackson. So pray much that God will give those families and all the bereaving families the strength that they need in these days and time. We never know when it may be our day, that we may need somebody to step in for us and pray for us. Amen. So let's keep those families lifted up in our prayers. Also, please keep on your concern list Sister Graham, who lost her sister. And Sister Graham is here this morning. I believe her sister passed this week in Alabama. So keep her lifted up in your prayers as well. Amen. Mother is 90-something years old. Amen. And God is blessing her. Amen. So We're praying that God will continue to give them strength. I got a text just before we came out for service. The Ruffin family lost their aunt as well. So keep that family lifted in our prayers. Amen. This is God's work, which we can't do anything about God and his work. He gives life, and he's also able to take life. Pray much for the young football player. Amen. If you ever seen God work, praise the Lord. Amen. I was sitting there on my couch, the Hamlin family. I was sitting there on my couch, my wife and I, and Sister Kitchen don't usually watch football. Amen. But I'm getting her more involved now. She's coming around the corner. Amen. Amen. And we sat there and we began to pray to the Lord that God will do his work. And I am proud to say just before they moved him into the ambulance, it was recorded that he had a pulse that had came back before they got him to the hospital. Won't God make ways out of no way? Amen. So just pray for that family that God will, he has a long road to recovery, so let's just keep him in all of our prayers. Keep the Bedford family, Sister Anita Bedford, in our prayers, who had surgery in December. Amen. Sister Smith, who's at home recovering, keep her in our prayers. Brother Mark Thornton, his father, who's been diagnosed with cancer, keep him lifted up in prayer. Sister Martin, amen, who was in a car accident a couple weeks ago. So keep her lifted in our prayers. Sister Betsy Barney, amen, who I understand is trying to move back this way. So pray that God will give her and her family the wisdom and the strength to locate wherever God wants them to be. Amen. Reverend Donovan's wife, who's still recovering, amen, keep her lifted up in prayer, who's had surgery. The Core family, Deacon Core. The Sims family, Deacon Sims, who fractured his back some time ago, is still recovering. He was here a few weeks ago. We praise God for that, but we want to continue to praise God and give God the praise that he's continuing to make all of them stronger than they were. Also, Brother William A.L. Hunter, keep him lifted in prayer. And I spoke with my good fishing buddy late last night, Brother Dickerson, Deacon Dickerson, keep him lifted in prayer. Amen. I think he had a knee replacement. Is that right, Sister Dickerson? Amen. Amen. I can't wait to get back with him. Amen. He's teaching me how to fish. Amen. Amen. So we pray that God will continue to give him the strength that is needed in these days and time. Amen. I'm going to get out of the way. Amen. We're going to ask this choir if they would come on back. And amen. And the next voice you will hear is that of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 So at this time, we'll hear from our male chorus.
You are Jesus is on the main.
Is there anybody here ever had to call and I feel like coming down there with you? Call the Lord. Call the Lord. He's able. Just call him. Just call him. Just call him. Call the Lord. Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? Just ring him up. Ring him up. Pray for me, Denise. Call the Lord. Call him.
Awesome.
heads bowed. Father, in the name of Jesus, again, we thank you for this hour. Thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our eyes have witnessed. And now here we are, Father, again, not knowing what will take place. But God, allow your Holy Spirit once again to come and dwell within our hearts and in our minds right now. Father, help us to receive that you have for us. We bless your name now. We give your name the glory to the highest. And come now, Holy Spirit, remove this, your servant, behind your cross. Speak for me, in me, through me, and around me, that your name will get the glory, and that you will be lifted up. It is in Jesus' name we say amen. 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 Turn with us, would. Amen, to the book of Hebrews. The scripture has been read there. Again, I give honor to my pastor, Dr. Steed. Amen. In his absence, I thank him for this privilege, this opportunity to come and just be about Jesus' business. Amen. I promise you, I won't hold you long. Amen. But there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Amen. There, beginning at verse 1, Reverend Donovan has read it so eloquently. Amen. All the way to verse 3. But I'm just going to read it just one more time. Amen. And it reads, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Therefore, we are also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Somebody say every weight. And the sin that so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance, one Bible may say patience, the race that is set before us. Verse 2 says, looking, somebody say looking, unto who? Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for, listen to this now, the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him, verse 3, who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. May God bless the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. I won't be before you long. We want to use as a thought today, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. No, some of you were not in Sunday school. Amen. And Elder, I did not know that this would come up. God had already, Sister Brooks, put in my thoughts what he wanted me to say to his people. And needless to say, I was sitting down there in Sunday school. I wasn't even going to attend. I was going to listen in, Deacon Sams, by way of the earpiece, the gadgets that we so often now have use of. And I was going to sit and be by myself. But thanks be to God, Deacon Bond came and started talking to me, and he was saying how special a people we really are. And whether you know it or not, we are special people. Sister Hayes, you're special because there's nobody else like you. Sister Kitchens, you're special because there's none other that God made like you. Are y'all going to pray with me? And I find myself sitting there in Sunday school, and we was talking. Deacon Carl began to talk about the lesson. I say, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. Amen. I got 15 minutes of message up in the sanctuary at 10:45, so I need to be quiet, Deacon Brooks. But, you know, it's like anything else, when the Lord gives something to you, you just can't hold your peace. Are y'all gonna pray with me? And I find myself listening in on the lesson, and I thought about, are our eyes really fixed on the Lord? I heard earlier in this week that there was a young man, 6 years old, some of you may have heard it, took a gun and shot the teacher in Virginia. Did anybody hear about that? I overheard again of people being killed in our cities. And I began to wonder, Lord, what is really going on? Are our eyes fixed on things, or are our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Lord and our Savior? And I thought about this, Deacon Brooks. I thought about this. I began to think in Sunday school. I say, Lord, we're talking about how bad it was for the Israelites and the people of Judah when they was caught in captivity some 70 years back in Babylonia. But God revealed some things to me, and in that lesson, it talked about, Elder, that no matter what comes up, I'm with you, even until the end of the ages. Are y'all going to pray with me? I don't know about you, but some of you may have been in some situations where you know that it was nobody but the Lord that brought you out. You might have thought it was that little voodoo thing, and they used to call them miracle workers voodoo. And I'm not afraid, because the word of God tells us that we need not put our attention on people. Are y'all going to pray with me? But our minds ought to be focused on the Creator who made us, and He is the only one that can deliver us from bondage. Are y'all going to pray with me? I find myself sometime wondering, Lord, what is it that we have done wrong that we're in the situations that we're in? Dr. Kimball, I find myself sitting sometime and meditating on the word of God. God said, be not dismayed. Whatever betides, He will take care of you. I have to wonder sometimes, Sister McGee, when I keep hearing over and over people losing their lives, and I begin to wonder, are our eyes really fixed on Jesus? Sister Hayes, I think about sometime, and I realize, Brother Walden, that I didn't come here to stay always. Let me just open up, just open your minds just for a moment. None of us are going to be here forever. God has blessed some of us to be here for longevity years. We spend time accumulating these temporal things, huh? I hear people talking about my house and my car. Well, the truth be told, can you take that car and that house in the ground with you? When you leave here, you're going back to the dust. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how big a house you got. I don't care what fine a car you drive. You can't take it with you. So I find myself looking at this particular passage of Scripture. And I look at it and I read it and I read it over and over again. Dickon Brooks, life is a series of choices. Brother Walden, from the instance we wake up in the morning until the moment we nod off to sleep at night, we make countless decisions. Decisions about the words, Elder, we speak. Decisions about the thoughts that we choose to think. As believers who have been saved by the loving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have every reason to make wise choices. But our focus has to be on Jesus. Are y'all praying with me? Yet sometime in the midst of the hustle and bustle of this life on earth, we allow ourselves to behave in ways we know are displeasing to the Lord. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Let me share something with you that the Lord has showed me. He said in his word, Reverend James, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. First of all, he gives us an indication there in verse 1. He says, therefore, we're also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, those witnesses of faith who have gone before us, by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. Now, here, people, and I used to say it myself, I try to get myself out of that realm of that mind state now. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, and had not. And what I mean by that, I coulda did this. I woulda did that. But since I became a child of God, I don't think like that anymore. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Huh? A child of God ought to think like a child of God. A child of God ought to think like saints that's been born again, that's been changing, that's got a new direction. You are a child of God. You just don't think like the world thinks. Huh? So I find myself looking at this passage of Scripture, and it leads me to these verses. It says, let us fix our eyes, verse 2, on Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, The word fix comes from the Greek word that has the idea of concentrating on a gaze. Are you going to help me? It means to look away from other things so that you can focus your attention on that one object. Are y'all praying with me? In the same way, the coach might tell the runners, help me, Holy Ghost, when the gun sounds, you start running as hard as you can. Don't look back. Don't look around, but keep your eyes on the finish line. Are y'all praying with me? To fix our eyes on Jesus requires a holy habit of the soul. It demands a continuous, sustained action, like the mariner in the rough seas watching the compass to make sure that he stays on course. Now, I must bust your bubble just for a moment. None of us knows what lies ahead in life. None of us. But we have all plans and dreams in these days and times and seasons in God's hands, Brother Jackson. And sometime in these seasons, we don't know what to expect. I'm talking about fixing our eyes on Jesus. Now, our text gives us, look in the text here, it gives us a motivation when it says, Christ is the author, Reverend James, the perfecter. In other words, he is the finisher of all of our faith. Now, that means three things. First, he laid, Elder, the foundation for our faith through his death and resurrection. He made salvation possible to them that believe. For what does the scripture say? It's if you confess with your mouth, Romans 10:10, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Is not that what the scripture says? It says that. This means three things. First, because he laid the foundation of faith. He is the author. He is the finisher. One Bible may say he is the perfecter of all of our faith. Huh? Secondly, he provided a perfect example for us to follow. As we trust God, even when he was sorely tempted in the wilderness. You do know that he was tempted in the wilderness. Huh? 40 days, y'all know that scripture, 40 days, he was tempted, 40 nights, he was tempted, the Bible records, he became hungered. That's when the enemy, watch out now, let me just drop something in on you. The more vulnerable you are, that's when the enemy becomes stronger and tries to tempt you. He tried to get Jesus at his weakest point. So whatever you're weak at, that's what he's going to try to hit you with. Your weak points. Huh? Just as Jesus did, he used the word of God against Satan. So second thing, first thing, he laid the foundation of our faith through his death and his resurrection. Second, he provided the example of how to follow God in the midst of a difficult situation. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, there with the disciples, he prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, not my will, but let thy will be done. Matthew 26:39. He said, if it be that this cup pass from me, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. That's what we got to say sometimes. In the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of trouble, Lord, let your will be done. So he laid the foundation. He provided an example. Third thing, and I'm done, I'm almost done. He gives us faith when we need it, when we feel like quitting. Well, Kitchen, what are you getting at? All is true faith. When it becomes talk about faith, faith is a gift from God. And all of us know what it says in Hebrews 1:11. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. In other words, I may not be able to see the situation right now, this hour, this moment, but I got enough faith, Deacon Brooks, that down the road, the Lord is going to make it all right. Are y'all going to pray with me? For he that believes must believe that he is a rewarder of them that trust in him. But now, let me just drop something in on you about this quitting thing. You can't quit being a Christian. Once a Christian, always a Christian. Huh? People tell me all the time, I'm out of the church now, and I'm this, I'm that, and this, and that, and this. I say, have you ever confessed your belief in Christ? They'll tell me, yeah. I say, then you are a Christian. I say, what happens is you just fell out of fellowship. Somebody say fellowship. You fell out of fellowship. You decided to do some other things, but you're still God's child. God still loves you just as I love you. You can't quit because you're a Christian. No. Somebody shared something with me some time ago about this quitting game, and I shared with them. I say, there ain't no quit in a Christian. Huh? We don't give up. We take another avenue, and in that avenue, we see what God's purpose is behind that avenue. Are y'all going to pray with me? You can't quit, Sister McGee, because the enemy has nothing to offer. There's only two sides, Satan and God. Are y'all going to pray with me? And if the truth be told, the battle ain't between you and Satan. The battle is between Satan and God. God won't let him do no more than he allows him to do. Our eyes got to be focused on the master, which is Jesus. You can't quit because the enemy has nothing to offer. You can't quit, Sister Kitchen, because victory may be just around the corner. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Huh? The minute you're thinking about quitting, that's when the blessing might be waiting at the doorstep for us. Huh? So many people decided that they wanted to get out because the kettle got too hot. Well, when the kettle gets hot, you don't put your trust in the kettle nor yourself, but you put your trust in the Almighty God, the maker of this universe. You can't quit when you make a mistake. Deacon Sams, just get back on the saddle and try again. That's why there ain't nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. So don't share with me, I got to quit. No, that's not in the vocabulary of the saints of God. But now understand something in fixing our eyes on Jesus. Jesus said, follow me. And he went to the cross. I'm done. Are you willing to follow him even to the cross? Huh? Are you willing to endure the pain, difficulty, in order to know the joy of fulfilling his will in your life? I got happy on that one. Are you willing to enjoy or fulfill, endure the difficulty in order to see the joy of fulfilling God's will in your life? That's why the Bible tells us in Matthew 16, believe it's verse 24, that you have to take up your cross, deny yourself, take up the cross and follow Jesus. If we take that phrase and put it into words, Jesus may have sounded something like this: I want the joy of seeing my Father's house. All of us want the joy of going to heaven and want to know what heaven is like. I like when the Bible says the gates, the pearly gates, when it talks about the streets paved with gold, when it talks about the walls being made of jasper stone. I love that and I long to see it. But are you willing to give up some things for the joy of seeing the Father's house in heaven with his redeemed children? Therefore, you might as well get it in your spirit that no pain, no gain, no suffering, no glory, no cross, no crown, no tears, no joy. Philippians, Pastor talked about this last week, says, keep our eyes on the prize. But verse 2 says, in that 12th chapter, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for, number one, the joy that was set before him, look what he did, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And I declare, we talked about insurance in the Sunday school lesson, Elder Bradshaw, but that they didn't understand something about insurance versus assurance. Insurance will lapse, huh? You just stop paying your insurance one time. They're going to give you a call, they're going to send you a notice, and they're going to say that you're not covered anymore, especially that car insurance. But now when it comes to assurance, assurance in the Spirit of God means that it is eternal, it lasts forever. Come on, somebody. Well, I'll take the rest up with you later. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of all of our faith. And I got happy on this, Deacon Ray. It's all because of Jesus the Christ that any of us are here today. And I declare, no matter what happens from this day forward, my faith don't lie in the hands of man, but my faith lies in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He gave me food to eat on my table. No, man didn't wake me up this morning. All man did was give me more trouble. But my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ woke me up this morning, started me on my way, drove with me up and down the dangerous roads, allowed me to come to 4192 Brownsville Road. Here I am now, worshiping the Lord, giving God the praise, giving God the glory. Thank you, Jesus, that my eyes are focused on you. Thank you, Jesus, that you made ways out of no way. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the author, you are the finisher of all of our faith. It is in Christ that we have acceptance. It is in Christ that we have peace. It is in Christ that there are blessings. And it's in Christ that we can see the light. When we put our trust in him, he makes it all the better. That's why I don't even think about now pains in my body. Yes, they're there to make me aware that this old body is soon decaying. Huh? But I got another building of God. Deacon Ray is not made by hands, but it's eternal in the heaven. My wife, and we laughed about it. She said that Friday night we was playing with the babies. And Lord knows I was tired. My energy level, Deke, is just not there like it used to be. But thanks be to God, I was able to lay there in the floor and just let them do their thing. And my wife said, I see a lot of silver fuzz there. I say, oh, really? I say, that just lets me know that there's a lot more wisdom to come. Because when you start to see them silver fuzz, and I can't grow no more. I make that clear. I can't grow no more, but that lets me know that God is still blessing with the silver fuzz, and that lets me know that my teeth may get weak. They may have to come out. My steps get a little short. Beard's starting to get grayer. Huh? I thought about putting some color in it. One of the deacons reminded me this morning, it don't help. And I found that out. It don't help. It lets us know that time is winding up. We got to keep our focus on the prize. Lord Jesus is coming back for church. Without spot and wrinkle, that's why he went to the cross. That's why he shed his blood. There on Calvary cross for you and I. Where my musicians at? Play that song. He went to Calvary just for you and me. I don't know that song, but just play it. Amen. And Reverend James, I heard you last night. Look where he brought me from. He brought us from a mighty long ways. I don't believe that he brought me this far to leave any of us by ourselves. That's it. I don't know the lyrics, but y'all sing it. Stand to your feet. The church is open. Doors of the church is open. I want to offer Christ to you right now.
Jesus went to Calvary.
What did he do?
To save a wretch like you and me. That's love.
That's love. That's love. The doors of the church is open.
That's love.
Would there be one today?
Jesus went to Calvary.
today. Right now, while the blood is still running warm in your veins, wherever you are, if you're listening in today, he went to Calvary for all of us. Tomorrow is never promised. Not even the next hour is promised. Not even the next minute.
3 days later,
we breathe.
He rose again.
We have the fresh air of life because he gives it to us. Will there be one today?
That's not how the story is. 3 days later, he rose.
That's love. That's love.
That's love.
One more time. They hung him high.
They hung him high. They stretched him wide. For you he's dead. For me he died. That's love.
What is it?
Ooh, that's love.
What did he do? What did he do?
Jesus went.
Like you and me, that's love.
That's love.
Yes,
that's love.
They
one more time, just one more time.
They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died.
Still have time. Still have time.
That's love.
That's love.
Every head bow, every eye close, wherever you are, wherever you are. Just think about, had it not been for the Lord that kept us not only in 2022, but the Lord who is keeping us now in 2023. As we have our altar call, want to pray for those bereaving families. Pray for all of those that are dealing with illnesses. Whatever the case is, the Lord can handle it. He can fix it. He can make it all right. Our eyes have to be focused on him. Eternal Master, our Father, thank you again. For you alone just being our Father. When I needed a daddy, you were there. When I needed a friend, you were there. When I couldn't talk to my wife nor my children, sisters or brothers. Sometime I couldn't talk to mama, but you were there. Thank you. Thank you right now for being there for us. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for making ways out of no way. Even when we couldn't see our way, you were there. Father, you're still on the throne. You're still making ways, providing for us. Thank you now. We lift up Sister Barbara Jackson right now. The Hightower family. We lift up the Williams family. Sister Gloria Williams. All those that were called on our concern list, we lift them up right now. Give them comfort, peace, understanding, Lord, to know that you're in control. Help them to move forward in the days to come, keeping their eyes on you, the author and finisher of their faith. Bless this church. Bless our pastor. Bless the congregation as a whole, and keep us strong. Lift it up in your will and in your ways. It is in Jesus' name we say amen, amen, amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for what you have revealed to us. Amen. We're going home. Amen. Thank you. I failed to say it earlier. Thank all of you for your tithes and offering, please, on your way out. If you have it, there's a basket in the vestibule. Please leave your tithe and offering. Amen. Pray much for one another. Keep your focus on Jesus. Amen. And he'll make everything all right. Next Sunday, our new members program, be here at the 10:45 service. Amen. Thank God for all of our musicians. Give them a hand. Our male chorus. Amen. Our ministers, our deacons, our mothers, our ushers, our members and friends. Now give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen. He is well deserved. Everybody sing amen. Everybody sing amen. Everybody sing amen. 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 Now may the grace of our Lord, the sweet commune of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide hence, now, and forever. Let us all sing.